It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Moreno with KRWG News. El Paso Congressman Beto O'Rourke is laying out policy positions in his race for the U.S. Senate seat held by Ted Cruz. Elizabeth Chauval has more.
The candidate for U.S. Senate says he wants a cleaner energy industry, including more solar and wind production and better environmental oversight.
We can transport it, we can export it, we can use it in a way that's much more environmentally responsible, working with industry.
The congressman from El Paso also says he favors comprehensive immigration reform.
We freed dreamers from the fear of deportation today, and on that same day make them U.S. citizens so that they're contributing to their full potential. We don't do it at the price of a 30 billion, 2,000-mile wall, and we don't do it at the price of deporting those dreamers' parents.
O'Rourke also says he favors universal, affordable health care and supports allocating funds for a third reservoir in Houston. In Houston, I'm Elizabeth Chauval.
It's back to school time. Across New Mexico, students are zipping up new backpacks, memorizing locker combinations, and in some cases, walking into classrooms with substitute teachers. There's a national teacher shortage, and New Mexico is feeling the effect. Many districts here are struggling to hire enough teachers. Mallory Falk reports on one local district that's trying to tackle the problem.
Robert Pounds was on his way to his favorite Whataburger to order the usual.
Number two, Wada size jalapenos.
When he noticed a giant billboard, Gadsden ISD seeking teachers. Pounds was already thinking about applying to teach in Gadsden. He was getting ready to retire after 27 years teaching science in El Paso, but he felt like he wasn't done in the classroom and thought it would be nice to make extra money on top of retirement. So that billboard caught his eye.
I said, wow, they really are out here. They're really looking for teachers. So I just sent an email, you know, presented my interest in the position, and I got an instant response.
He now teaches biology and chemistry at Santa Teresa High School in Sunland Park. Gadsden ISD wants to recruit more teachers like Pounds because, like many districts across the state, it's had trouble staffing schools. At the start of this school year, Gadsden ISD had about 40 teacher vacancies. Nicholas Wolgemuth is the principal at Santa Teresa. He says the issue isn't necessarily getting enough candidates to fill those positions.
The quality of the candidates sometimes is a little concerning. Just not meeting the qualifications and the requirements that would best benefit our students here in the Gadsden district.
In the past, Wolgemuth says he's decided against putting unqualified teachers in the classroom.
We made the choice to leave those positions vacant until we were able to find the right person for the job.
This happens in schools all over the country and all over New Mexico. The Albuquerque Journal found that many districts, including Albuquerque, Santa Fe, and Las Cruces public schools, started off the school year with vacancies. Travis Dempsey is superintendent of Gadsden ISD.
Fewer and fewer young people are going into education as a career. So while we have more needs, we're not replenishing those pools.
More needs because Gadsden is one of the fastest growing school districts in the state. Dempsey says some prospective teachers might have been turned off by New Mexico's controversial teacher evaluation system.
When it first rolled out, it was pretty rocky, and teachers have been beat up a little bit with it. It really probably deterred a few people from going into education.
And for those who do go into education, there's not a ton of financial incentive to stay in New Mexico when they could earn substantially more money right next door in Texas. This problem is especially pronounced in Gadsden, a literal stone's throw from the state line.
So we're, 5 minutes away from El Paso, Texas. Their salary schedules are higher than ours. And to be competitive, we need to get those salary schedules higher, quite frankly.
For reference, the starting salary in El Paso ISD is a little over $48,000. In Gadsden, it's about $36,400. Despite these challenges, Dempsey and his team are working hard to fill every job opening. They got $40,000 from the State Education Department to dedicate to teacher recruitment and used it to launch an advertising campaign. Hence the billboard near Robert Pound's favorite Whataburger, plus TV and radio ads. Dempsey hopes the campaign reminds teachers on the job hunt that there's an entire school district between Las Cruces and El Paso.
We're between two much larger communities. And so sometimes we get a little forgotten.
In the future, he'd like to put that extra money toward new teacher stipends. Principal Nicholas Wolgemuth says he's already seen a difference in candidates.
This year, compared to last year, our candidate pool has been a lot better. Well, we've been a lot more satisfied with who's come through our doors to interview for our positions.
Though it's hard to say how much that's due to the ad campaign. Robert Pounds isn't the only new science teacher at Santa Teresa. He's joined by two first-year teachers, one from El Paso and one from Wisconsin. They learned about the job openings from family members. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Mallory Falk.